You've probably heard the cliché that history is written by the winners, but the history of the Russian colonial experience in Alaska is far more complicated than who won and who lost. Between 1799 and 1805, the Russian-American Company wrested control of Sitka and the Northwest Coast fur trade, but that control was limited, and the company's relationship with the Tlingit was complicated. When the Downhauers published Anushi Tlingit Ani Ka in May of this year, scholars gained access for the first time to this story from the Tlingit perspective. Central to the book are extensive transcriptions and translations of recordings made in the mid-20th century of Tlingit elders born in the 1870s who had been given the stories of the battles in Tlingit by their elders. Richard Downhauer says these important sources have been unavailable until now.
The main thing that we do in our work is we only work with the support and the permission of the community. And at that time, the community was still divided as to a very fundamental question of who owns history. You know, and this may seem kind of strange to people, but it's really a profound question. And in this case, is this history belong exclusively to the Tlingits and more particularly to the Kiksadi of Sitka, or there are other people involved? There were white Americans on both sides of the battle. There were Russians. There were Germans. There were, you know, a lot of different people. So that was an issue that had to be resolved, and some of the older generation said, no, we don't want to go public, and also for a very good reason that once peace has been made, you don't talk about a war.
Russian-American history has been principally the Russian story, documented in the letters and instructions of company chief manager Alexander Baranov, and in the logs and publications of officers like Yuri Lysianski, whose ship, the Neva, was instrumental in the capture of Sitka in 1804. Parts of the Tlingit oral tradition have emerged previously, but scholarship has been hesitant to embrace that manner of recording history. Downhauer says it turns out that Tlingit elder Sally Hopkins committed a detailed oral tradition to tape that was remarkably consistent with documented history.
What was beautiful to us is the way the two accounts come together. And in some cases, we even have artifacts. There's a place where Sally Hopkins mentioned Baranov gave a medal to one of the Tlingits and put it on his neck. And Lysianski, in his report, says the same thing. He, you know, from on such and such a day it was done, and we still have that in the State Museum in Juneau.
Along with the transcribed Tlingit histories, Anushi Tlingit Ani Ka contains a number of previously unpublished letters and documents translated by Russian scholar Lydia Black, and scholarly works on topics ranging from archaeology to Tlingit battle armor. The book has the heft and feel of a definitive work about a historical subject, and Downhauer says it's likely that it will remain as the Tlingit record of the battles. Still, as a historian, he admits that there is always more to learn.
Like the Battle of the Alamo, I mean, the Battle of Sitka was probably ultimately a relatively insignificant battle as far as battles go. As far as the future map, I mean, look at the way that it defined the map of North America, with Alaska being becoming Russian territory and then ultimately a part of the United States. And probably if that hadn't happened, it might have become part of Hudson Bay territory and then part of Canada, part of the British Empire. So I think there's a lot of complexity that we're just becoming aware of.
The American Book Awards were established in 1978 by the Before Columbus Foundation to recognize achievement from the entire spectrum of America's diverse literary community. Some previous Alaska winners include Ernestine Hayes for her book Blonde Indian, an Alaska Native Memoir, and Peter Metcalf for Gumboot Determination, a history of the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. won the award in 2005 for his book Crimes Against Nature. Richard Downhauer says he and his wife Nora are honored to be among this year's winners, but the recognition will be bittersweet without co-editor Lydia Black, who died in March of 2007 at the age of 81. Downhauer says they relied immeasurably on Black for her Russian language expertise and historical scholarship. He says completing the book without Black was like growing up all of a sudden. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.